schon lange ein Begriff. Gute Laune, Spaß und Freude, die verzaubern bald auch dich. Mein Oberharz, mein Heimatland, wir sind wir stolz auf dich. Wir singen froh von früh bis spät und jodeln.
Yeah, a long time since I've heard a bit of yodeling. That's the Hearts Mountain Yodelers here. And we're going to have Paul Loughran on now, and he's going to explain to us what the weekend is all about and who he has in studio. Hello, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Noel, how are you doing? Can you hear me there?
I can't, know, so hold on.
Yeah, good, thanks. That's the Harzer Yodeler trio from the Harz Mountains in Germany, and they're over as part of the traditional music from the EU weekend that we're running tonight and tomorrow night. And so we have musicians from Germany, Hungary, the Basque Country and Ireland all performing. And the two performances are going to take place tonight in Klossach Theatre in the Alfieburn Road, which is a Kjoltas run and owned venue. And that starts at door 7:30, and first performance will start at 8 o'clock. It's free admission. And the other performance is tomorrow night in the Unitarian Church on St. Stephen's Green, and the doors will be at 7 o'clock, and the performance will start at 7:30, and again it's free admission. And tonight's performance will also be broadcast live on Near FM and subsequently broadcast live on the other radio stations in Germany, Hungary and the Basque Country.
Okay, so coordinated efforts. And so it's just tonight and tomorrow night. I thought it might have went on for a bit. The whole weekend, it's not on Sunday.
No, it's not on Sunday. Okay. But we have project coordinators over from the different radio stations. So we have Radio Korax in Germany, Civil Radio in Budapest and Radio Anchieta in the Basque Country. So the idea as well is that the coordinators from the radio stations will be meeting during the weekend to discuss furthering this project. So this is kind of like a pilot run, and we're hoping to do it again in the other countries and maybe involve other partners as well from other European countries over the next year or two. So as well as the music, there are planned kind of meetings and that sort of stuff.
So the case in future, we'd have Irish musicians going abroad.
Yeah, that's the idea, is that we would be able to bring Irish musicians over to Hungary and Germany and so on. And they can, you know, demonstrate the traditional Irish music over there.
Yeah, because it's amazing, really, that the music itself, I mean, it's because of the yodeling, it's quite distinct. But a lot of the music itself, it's quite universal with the accordion and guitar, that combination as well.
Absolutely.
And probably have violins and all that sort of thing coming in as well.
Well, if we were to go back, I guess, anthropologically, to an earlier time when instruments were just being developed, you know, a lot of instruments stem from one main instrument, you know, whether it's guitar or it's a violin or if it's like an accordion type piano instrument. It's great to see instruments being used in different ways by different people from different cultures and different countries. I guess that's the celebration of this weekend, is that we get to see instruments like the accordion, but also instruments like the voice. So you can hear the yodeling there, and that's a very unique way of using the voices and instruments.
Yeah, it's amazing with the yodeling. It was in a great vogue in the 50s and the 60s with different artists. I remember Frank Oyfield, but it was also someone else who I can't think of. But I also have a distant memory of it being used as a communication. I'm not sure what it was in the Basques. I see the chap there nodding his head. Would I be correct on that?
Well, to my left I have Gabor from Hungary, and straight in front of me I have Helen. So maybe one of them might be able to confirm whether yodeling has been used as a form of communication. Helen is on mic six there.
Okay. Would that be true, Helen?
Well, first of all, hello to everybody who's listening to us. It's nice to be here. I think it's right that, of course, a lot of yodeling, because it's really a voice what you can hear very loud and very far as well in the mountains. I mean, as you all know, yodeling is, everybody knows that it is done in the Alps. So, but as well, it is a voice technique. Basically, it's a voice technique, how to use your voice. So it means to change from the breast to the head voice. And and this has a very strong and voluminous sound, like you might have heard just in this moment. And the people you are listening to from the Harz Mountains, it's right in the middle of Germany, it's not such a, let's say, common known as a yodeling area, but it is since at least 100 years, and there, for example, shepherds used it to just entertain themselves in the mount, during being out with each other with the sheep. But also there had been other workers in the woods of this mountainous area who might have used it as a form of communication, just to say, I'm coming home, or, for example, the animals, we bring them back to town, or they called the animals to come out and every morning. So, yes, of course, because you can listen yodeling very far, especially
And the music itself is quite widespread. There's a little bit here, a lot of folk music. It's sort of distinct to maybe certain areas or whatever. Is it the same over there? Would it be as popular, say, in the main cities?
You mean
the music itself?
You just listened, you mean?
Yeah.
It's actually a very local tradition. So you can listen to this in the villages. And you have to say that now it is a representatory form of doing music. So let's say there might be some people who are really out in the mountains doing this, but many of them, they're organized in groups and choirs.
Okay. And there's plenty of those, is there, like musical groups around?
I would like to say yes, there are. If you have a look at this mountain area, it's not such a very big area. They are living maybe like around like 50,000 people. And if you have a look on the number of choirs which are there, I think there are a lot of these folk choirs actually singing traditional, whatever is traditional, but they sing songs that are connected to this region.
And it is a very distinct way of getting music out. The yodeling particularly, as I said, it was very popular in the 50s and the 60s in and around Europe, and indeed in Ireland and England as well. Is it something that you can learn? Someone could learn to do with the voice, or is it an innate talent someone has to have?
Yes. No. It's not not like this. I mean, everybody can learn it. Actually, if I tell you, I don't know how it is in Ireland now, but in Germany or in the German-speaking countries, there are actually a lot of people who try or who offer lessons to that people can learn yodeling, and there is a lot of interest. So even in the cities, like in Berlin, you have at least 5-6 teachers whom you can ask and who give regularly yodeling lessons, and yes, it's an habit. It's just like playing a musical instrument. Everybody can learn it.
Okay. It would be part of a curriculum in school, for instance.
We can suggest this. This is a nice idea.
Well, I mean, we do it here in different ways. I'm always fascinated with young people when they're being taught. I keep saying this all the time, how people graduate towards particular instruments, for instance, like a young girl or a young chap will pick up a flute, where the popular instruments, a guitar or a piano. I said this the other day to a lady who was a wonderful flautist, and this sort of thing they do here. So I'm wondering if young kids graduate towards this themselves, and if it was taught in schools.
Mm. Look, maybe just one little story, because I have been with the musicians. We have been to a university in the north of Germany, and it was a music university where people learned to play instruments or to sing, and they are going to be professional singers, musicians. And we were teaching there a group of people who work with their voices. And now we had a group of people from musical students who are working with voice. We had like people from a subject that is called contemporary music singing, something like really making all kinds of possible variations with the voice. And they came and they were really interested. They said, this is just a technique we love to learn and to have it as a repertory and to use it really within our performances when we are working as singers.
And is the music all traditional, or is there a sense as well that people are actually writing new stuff, or is it all traditional?
I think you can connect it to the tradition as you like, but also you can disconnect it, especially in Switzerland. There are many people who are experimenting with it, and they have a lot of very nice propositions or proposals how to use your voice within yodeling to do contemporary music, really. And it's a lot of ways to use it. Yeah.
Well, I was listening to you on the balcony just before you came in, and you were drawing a lot of attention from people outside as well. And I can guarantee probably you're going to get a lot of yodelers in Ireland by the time the weekend is over.
it would be beautiful.
It'd be a nice way to be woken up in the morning, I can tell you that. Paul, can we have another sample of some more music that we're going to hear?
Well, we also have Zoltán and Katarina from Hungary here, so I think maybe I'll ask Gabor to say hello, and maybe he can introduce the musicians, and maybe they will then play a piece of music in a minute or so.
Okay. Hello.
So this is Gabor.
Hello, how are you?
Hello and good day. I'm Gabor from Civil Radio, which is a community radio in the Budapest area, the capital of Hungary. And we invited two Hungarian musicians. Katalin, she is a singer and folk singer, mostly folk songs, and Zoltán, and he is a multi-instrumentalist, I would say, because he's a piper, and he also plays the flute, ocarina, and a few other things. And I must tell you that they are also in research, so they are do some researches in terms of traditional Hungarian folk music and also in the surrounding countries.
Okay, can we have a sample of what you're talking about now, Alton, please?
Madarkák esze gyűlnek, Forlì, Señor. Nag mondo mi nakadruja mi Forlì, Señor. Ušvetu tanta vas vilakšmi go kurjunjar. Ušvetu tanta vas vilakšmi go kurjunjar. Šeme dar kak esse gyűlnet szépen zengedeznek. Csak az árvák keseregnek, ők nem énekelnek. Kicsi bárány bőgi sírült élénk kócolásról. Kicsi bárány bőgi sírült élénk kócolásról.
Great stuff. Absolutely great. It's just taking me back. I was talking about the yodeling early in the 50s and 60s, but that's something as well. I don't know whether, Paul, you ever heard of a group in Ireland called the Sweeney's Men.
Yeah.
They used to play stuff, not the same, but sort of that feel, folk feel.
Andy Irvine and is it Johnny Moynihan?
Yeah, that's right.
And I think they used to travel to places like Hungary and other Eastern countries and bring back the instruments and bring back the style, and then they incorporate that into Sweeney's Men and later into bands like the Bonnie Men and Mosaic and other traditional bands.
Well, I'm hoping this will entice a lot, as I say, a lot of the Irish groups that are still playing around the traditional to bring some. Maybe I'm missing out on things, but it doesn't seem that a lot of it is there now that used to be there. So maybe this will talk. Can I just ask Alton about the instrument that chap was playing? It's obviously some form of whistles, Alton, is it?
The name of the instrument is tilinko, and it's
Paul, sorry, Zoltan, if you could just turn there was something wrong with that red one, so if you could just turn the green one around. That's okay. It, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
So the name of the instrument is tilinko, and it was also used by shepherds, mostly in the mountainous areas.
Okay, was this for self-entertainment, or was it like the yodeling, a form of communication as well?
Hogy azt kérdezi, hogy ezt is használták a kommunikációra, vagy pedig csak saját maguk szórakoztatására, vagy mindkettő?
Igen, mind a kettőre, illetve a hangjukkal is kommunikáltak, úgy hívták ezt, hogy hüdintés. Aha. És sokkal egyszerűbb formája, mint a jódli.
They used it for both, communications and self-entertainment, and they also had a certain different way of using their voices, like hudintesh is something similar like yodeling, not the same, but...
Now, when they're performing the music themselves, this morning, for instance, we just have the tin whistle, but is there a combination of instruments that would play to go along with Catalan singing? Like in a group, if you know what I mean. Maybe.
Yeah, I think the question is, how many more instruments will Zoltan play this evening and tomorrow evening?
Okay, as far as there's the pipe, the bagpipe that he's going to use, and what else? Ocarina, maybe?
Different flutes.
Different flutes, yeah.
Flutes. Okay. Long flute.
Shorter. Yeah.
Medial flute.
Medium
short. Double flute.
Different types of flutes. Okay. But the bagpipe is the really hard stuff.
Okay. All instruments will be wind instruments.
Instruments.
And you know what I was just thinking as well, someone mentioned to me that it would be really wonderful if in the course of the concerts over the weekend, will there be costumes to go with the music?
Costumes, Gabor?
Feltöztök esetleg nemzeti viseletbe, vagy nem?
We will have stylistic costume.
Yes,
okay.
It
doesn't mean tight suits, no.
Half traditional and half modern.
Okay, just tell me, because it would be really wonderful if someone said it to me. So I just said, yeah, that'd be really terrific. I know you couldn't walk or get on the bus this morning to bring them into studio. But if you're just to let the public know that in the course of the concerts that you will be wearing the costumes as well as the music.
Yeah, I think the Harzer Yodeler Trio, do they wear costume?
Yeah, they will as well. They come with a traditional clothing, let's say, because the small village where they are from, they have their special clothings and a village which is next to it as well. So they have their traditional cloth as well.
Great. Noel, obviously the Basque musicians out here, they're still en route to Dublin, so I can't speak for them. But just judging by pictures on their website, I think they just tend to wear dark clothes.
I have to say, looking at your face, Paul, when the music was being played, you seemed like you were in sort of a second, seventh heaven there. So you're into all this as well.
I love hearing and seeing instruments that I haven't seen before and haven't heard before. I find it very interesting. I picked up a very unusual instrument when I was traveling in Nepal a few years back called an ektar. And it only cost me like €5, but the sound of it is amazing. So I'm quite interested in instruments and music that I'm not familiar with.
I have to say that I was in the Mansion House for Grace's program there for Culture Shots. I think it was 2 weeks ago. There was one guy got up there and he had like a tambourine effect turned upside down with little keys in it, and he's fiddling with his fingers. And he was getting a great sound. Never saw that before.
That was from Nigeria, and it looked like a Bowron.
Yeah, that's right.
But instead of having just an empty space for it to hit the stick, it had keys inside it, and it made a great sound.
Terrific.
I don't remember the name of it now, but
okay, we're coming near the end, so any chance we could have some more music, or do you need a bit of time?
Well, I tell you what, can I just give the gigs one more plug,
of course,
and then maybe
of course
we can ask the Harz Mountain Yodelers to play us out? Would that be possible? We just get an answer on that.
Okay. We'd have to go to some language class to follow.
So just again, tonight is the Classic venue, and the doors are at 7:30, and it begins at 8, and it's on the Alfie Byrne Road in Clontarf. For anyone that wants more information, www.nearfm.ie/livetrad. And it's free in tonight and free in tomorrow night, the Unitarian Church and St. Stephen's Green. And that's 7 p.m. doors, and 7:30 is the start time. And again, if you go to near.ie/livetrad, you'll get all the info there and stage times. The other band, incidentally, the Irish band playing, are called Perfect Friction, and they're a group of immensely talented young Irish musicians who are doing really well for themselves at the moment. So,
okay, you mentioned there the Classic. I just want to get that in because it's been mentioned in the gig guide over the past few weeks. It's a relatively new venue. Pretty good place. For people that want to go, and if they don't want to drive, they can just hop on the Dart.
Yeah.
Well, the buses leave you outside as well, but they can hop on the Dart, and it's just at the back of the railway station.
Back of the railway station on the Alfie Byrne Road. So, it's quite easy to get to. And anyone living on the north side, it's very easy to get to. So, hopefully, anyone listening now that has been enjoying the music the last few minutes, they might come down tonight and listen.
Okay. Classic. And incidentally, do any of the groups have anything on vinyl, or, well, that's me being old-fashioned again, any on disc of any kind that people can buy? Will they be sold at the gigs?
I actually don't know. Yeah, Helen's going to answer that.
I would like to say we invite you to come tonight because they are just to be heard here and not on collaboration, on a tape.
Just live only tonight now.
Okay. So what's the second one, Helen? Second
piece of music?
The second song, I have to ask, was singt ihr jetzt? When You Are in the Harz Mountains is the song which is to be listened now.
Very appropriate.
So, thanks.
We let our imagination run away with that one.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, here we go. And this is the Harz Mountain Yodelers again from Germany.
Im Harzwald ist auf grünen Bergen Odi, wenn sie dich richtig um, du kannst dort vieles sehen. Odi, 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 im Wald, der den Kopf erklingen, begleitet dich im Sonnenschein. Viele Vögel Thank you.
go. It doesn't get any better than that. And again, well-deserved round of applause. It doesn't get any better than that. I'll tell you, Paul, I'm going to get you to reiterate about the gigs again, just to make sure that we get people down there tonight and tomorrow night. Yep.
Okay. Again, so we have Classic Theatre tonight. Doors 7:30. Performance starts at 8:00, and it's free in, and that's on the Alfie Bourne Road. And tomorrow night is the Unitarian Church. Doors 7:00. Show starts 7:30, and that's in St Stephen's Green, Dublin 2. So hopefully we'll get a good crowd to both gigs.
Incidentally, is it the first time for everybody inside to be in Ireland?
Some, I think, have been here before, and some not. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope. Tell them I wish them the best of luck, and I hope they have a great time.
Okay. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And that was a great end to the programme, wasn't it? And something different as well. And look forward to those gigs tonight and tomorrow night.